Thank you for joining us for our Advent celebration. Curtis will light each candle as I read off what they represent. We have lit four candles so far, and this is what they all represent. First candle represents the candle of hope. Second candle represents the candle of peace. Third candle represents the candle of joy. And the fourth candle represents the candle of love.
Our scripture reading this evening, to start off, first one is found in John, chapter 12, verses 44 to 46, and it says, "And Jesus cried out and said, Whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And whoever sees me sees him who sent me. I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. And John 8:12 says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And finally, in John 1:4, it says, In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
The fifth candle is called the Christ candle. As Curtis lights the fifth and final candle, let us rejoice and not forget why Christ came. This candle represents the reason for the season. Jesus is the light of the world. It is white in color because it represents the color of light. Jesus came to shed his blood and die for our sins. Jesus is the spotless Lamb of God, the one that wants to be the light in your life. Jesus is the one that put Christ in Christmas. All glory and honor and praise belongs to our Savior and our Lord, who is Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for coming to the earth as a baby in a manger. Thank you for being the Christ in Christmas. Thank you for dying for the sins of the world, and thank you for being such a wonderful Savior and Lord. You are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name I pray. Merry Christmas.
Welcome all to our evening Christmas Eve service, and It's a very special service, as we heard read through the scriptures, that it's God's gift to us, his Son, our Savior, our Redeemer, our life. And what a time to celebrate and thank God for his special gift for us and to us.
Amen. And if you're here this evening and maybe you don't belong to this church, we're so happy that you're here tonight. And we hope that you'll come back. You know, every body of believers in Pinoka around the world are all one family, all members of the same body. So if you don't come here, then I pray that maybe you'll go to one of the other churches in the town or in the town that you live in. But the main thing is that you go to a spirit-filled and a body of believers who follow Jesus. And that's the main thing. Amen? Is that we follow Jesus. Now, I think the slides are going to be coming up. If you have children tonight, we have a room downstairs for the toddlers. We don't have a staff that will be staffing the room, so you'll have to stay with your own child. There's also a nursery just around the corner if you have young ones. And if you want to get out someone during the service, the room is just around the corner. I'd like to read just one more scripture. And this was written, when you stop and think about it, this was written like 700 years before Jesus was even born. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Doesn't that hit it right on the head? Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you that you came into this world to rescue us from what happened in the Garden of Eden. Lord, that we were lost without you. But you provided a rescue, and that's what we're celebrating this time of year. Lord, that you're coming into this earth and into this world as a baby Jesus. And you came ultimately to sacrifice your life and to die for us and to rise again from the dead so that we can have that eternal life back with the Father again. Lord, we just thank you for this sacrifice that you made. And thank you for coming to this earth. And I pray that you'll bless this service now. Pray that you'll bless everything that happens and is said. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Why don't you take a moment and say hello to the person beside you and wish them a Merry Christmas while we just, if you can see them. We're going to start the Christmas story.
According to the Gospel of Luke, the birth of Jesus was upon this wise. And in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that had taken place while Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
You stand if you'd like.
there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy, which will be to all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Christ, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child.
Yeah.
And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. Mary treasured up all these things and they pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
If it's easier for you to sit, please feel free. Joy to the world.
Joy, it rises in my soul.
unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
You may be seated.
Well, good evening, everyone. Merry Christmas to you all. Merry Christmas. Well, again, it's wonderful to be here and celebrating Christmas with you all. I know it's our first Christmas, and it's been just wonderful getting to know all of you and just celebrating with you. You know, I really love the Christmas season. I love looking at all the cheerful decorations and spending time with family and friends, and I love eating. What are you laughing at? You love eating too. You know, they call turkeys butterballs, and I know that by the time Christmas is over, I look like one of them. You know, I do a lot of eating. You know, my favorite part of Christmas by far is listening to Christmas messages online, and also, I love fellowshipping with the saints and singing and listening to Christmas carols as well. And in our home, we listen to Christian radio all the time. So we have the Christian radio station playing and we're listening to these Christmas carols constantly. And it's just a really nice way to celebrate Christ and to celebrate Christmas. You know, Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11 was read this evening. And it says this, and the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." You see, Jesus brings great joy. Amen? Amen. Amen. That's why we're here tonight. We're celebrating Jesus Christ. You know, speaking of joy, one notable Christmas carol we sing that really sticks out to me is "Joy to the World." You see, it kind of sounds like the announcement in Luke chapter 2 that I just read to you. Good news and great joy, it says. This message is for all people, and that truly is joy to the world. You see, we know that Christ died for the world, the sins of the world. You know, this Christmas carol starts with "Joy to the world, the Lord has come." You know, Christians announce at Christmas time the coming of the Savior. And you know, there's portions of Scripture that talk of Him and His coming. We read some of them this evening in Isaiah and such. But I want to read one to you that you might not read at Christmas time, but it might stick out to you a little bit when I read it. It's found in Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 to 5. And it says this, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons." You know, Jesus came in the fullness of time. We know that there was a span of time in between the Old Testament and the New Testament, approximately 400 years. And that was just the waiting for Jesus Christ, the Messiah of the world, to come. "Joy to the World" was written by an English minister. His name was Isaac Watts, and it is based on Psalm 98. He wrote this 18th century carol to celebrate the coming of Jesus Christ to the earth. And you see, the joy of the Savior coming is something that we sing out loud during Christmas, especially Christmas Eve. We rejoice in His coming. And you know, for some, they don't fully understand the story, even behind some of these carols that we sing. Resounding throughout all of creation, and you think of Jesus when he came in this carol we sing, I want you to know this. And that is why when it resounds throughout all creation, it says in this carol, even the fields and the rocks and the hills and the plains repeat the sounding joy. You see, this good news is for all God's creation. So, what is so good about this news announced each Christmas? And why do we sing this carol with such exuberance? Well, Isaac Watts answers that question in the third stanza of this carol, where he declares that Jesus has come to deal with the curse of human sin, wickedness, and rebellion through his death and through his resurrection. You see, when you see the cradle, it's often overshadowed by the cross, and we can't forget why our Savior came. This blessing is far as the curse is found. And the Apostle Paul wrote this in 1 Timothy 1:15. He said these words, "The saying is trustworthy and deserving of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief," or "of whom I am the foremost." You see, Isaac Watts' carol, this phrase repeats itself several times, and for good reason. And that reason is Jesus Christ had come to die and to save sinners from death, judgment, and eternal separation. And then when you read the last two stanzas of this carol we sing, I want to read them to you here this evening. "No more let sin and sorrow grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love." You see, to finish this evening, "Joy to the World" was based on Psalm 98. And I can't let you go without reading a couple of verses of Psalm 98, when it says this in verses 4 to 6. "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre, and with the lyre and the sound of the melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord." Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to this earth, and Lord, for going to that old rugged cross. And Lord, we know on that cross that there were two other thieves on either side of you. They both started in the book of Mark making fun of you. And then one came to their senses because you died like no other man. You were dying like no other man. And he said to you, "Remember me when you get to your kingdom." And Jesus, you answered him and said, "You will be with me today. You will be with me in paradise." That old thief, he did nothing to gain his salvation. He did nothing except believed in you, Jesus. Lord, if there's anyone here that hasn't believed, I want them to know this, that you died for their sins and you are offering them salvation this evening. And Lord, if they cry out to you and confess their sins, Lord, the Bible makes it clear you are faithful and just to forgive them of their sins. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. We praise you this evening. We lift your name on high because your name is worthy to be praised. We love you, King Jesus, and we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Would you stand? If you'd like, you can light your candle. Scripture says, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. From First Baptist Church, as the Advent reminds us, may you go in hope. May you go in peace. May you go in joy. May you go in love. And may you go in Jesus Christ. For he is all these things. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.